This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Bonnie North. You may have heard of the raw water or wild water trend. The movement has been growing over the past 5 years in the United States, warning health professionals in the process.
Writer Matt Rohde wrote about the growing trend and some of its more colorful advocates for this month's Milwaukee Magazine. Matt, thanks so much for joining us here in studio.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So what is wild water in this context?
It's water that you can go out into the wilds, into a forest or to a grassy area, and you find spring, and you take your bottle, often it's a glass bottle, and you hold it down to where the water comes out of. And if you're lucky, you're not the first person to go there, so there's might be a little PVC pipe sticking out of the ground, and that's a fine art and science unto itself and how to get those things positioned to channel the water out. And it's water that's bubbling up from the ground. It's a natural spring. And typically it's going to be pretty cool, and it might be really cold, depending on how far underground it's coming from. And most likely, even the colder ones will run year-round because of the pressure that's generated as they're rising up, and it prevents them from freezing.
So this is generally a source of water that feeds rivers or springs or lakes, something like that.
Right. A large portion of the rivers and lakes that we are aware of come from – a large portion of their water comes from springs as well as rain. And so there's always this process of the water being turned over and the water sinking into the ground very slowly into aquifers, which are layers of sand and stone that are submerged in water. And then it comes back up again slowly. But the coming back up takes a bit longer. So you can have water sometimes that's anywhere from tens of years old to hundreds of years old, potentially. The last time it's been that long since it saw the daylight.
So what makes the water directly from the spring, what makes that different than the water that is in a river, that's in a lake further downstream?
It still exists, but there's a much lower chance of there being some kind of surface contamination from anywhere from pesticides to bacteria to different decomposing animals or whatever you can find. But there's a much lower chance of that kind of contamination. And so it tends to be much cleaner and more predictable because it's coming out of these underground channels, coming out of aquifers that are more or less set in their ways. And another big difference is they have a particular configuration of minerals and gases that are suspended in there that give it a certain flavor. And people buy bottled mineral water for much the same reason, like San Pellegrino or all these other brands. So if you want a fresh source of water, that's the safest one you're going to get, because going out with a bucket and scooping up from a lake or something is really not a good idea. But collecting from a spring that's well established, that other people have gone to, that is safe, and maybe a little bit of testing has been done on it. Doing a lot of testing, doing definitive testing is tough because it's expensive. And you can test one or two or a small handful of things for a reasonable amount of money. But if you want to do a whole wide panel and make sure you're not getting some weird pesticide from the farm 10 miles up the road that is somehow surface contaminating, that's usually in the order of thousands of dollars, is from what I understand.
Well, and that's a big question that surrounds this trend. So there has been, over the last 5 years, a growing number of people who are interested in raw water, in, you know, wild water. But there is a reason that health professionals advise against drinking this type of water. And what are those reasons? You spoke to someone who spoke to that.
Yeah, I spoke to a guy who's a little bit biased, who's in the bottled water industry and who had a long background in water safety and drinking water. But other people made the argument, too, there's always a chance for a surface contamination. And the guy that I spoke to, who was really into this and his opinion was that he could look at, and this is what we did when we went from site to site, was that he could look at a spring and see that there wasn't stuff falling down in it, and that it was coming straight from the ground, and then it looked clear. And he also did some testing of the amount of what are called total dissolved solids in the water, just to see in a rough way how much stuff is floating around in there. But there's always the risk of it's most likely clean as it's emerging from the deep ground, but as it gets up into the higher levels, there water is exchanged, there's stuff that's flowing around, and stuff is going down as the, some water is coming up. So there is a risk of contamination. There aren't a lot of, at least the people I spoke to, there aren't a lot of or any known cases of people getting sick from it, but...
Oh, there are. There are a lot of instances of people getting sick from raw water. I should emphasize that. But it seems as though the people you spoke to had some tips. If you are inclined to seek out raw water, what you should do to limit your exposure to these kinds of deadly bacteria.
The best advice I came across was to stick to sources that are used heavily by and may or may not be maintained by some kind of government or entity. There's the Prior Avenue Well, which isn't really a spring, but it's about as close as you can get in Milwaukee, is overseen by the Ozaukee County Health Department. And there are a couple other. There's one in Dousman that is pretty rustic. It's like a big half barrel filled with water, and you go up and fill. But people wait in lines to get to drink this water. And there's another one in the Big Bend area that's popular, been there for a long time, since the 19th century. And it's those areas are where you're the safest. I mean, if you're more of a wildcat who's crawling around out in the woods, then you can run into more surface contamination. The Big Bend and Dousman areas, it's a little more set up to sometimes elevate the water that's coming out or to prevent it from being contaminated by runoff, because you always have surface water.
Why have these people decided to eschew normal tap water? What do they believe is different about wild water and I guess inherently better than tap water?
They believe that some of the things that aren't contained in tap water, I mean, fluoride is always debated, then chlorine is another issue, but they don't. More than that, what I heard was that people believe that there's an extra benefit to drinking water that's wild and raw and comes from the earth. That it's somehow more nourishing because it has more minerals and it has. This is somehow the human body is tuned to consume this kind of water, and some people take that to a pretty far extreme. Writer. Guy named David Wolf, who is a proselytizer in saying that this is the only kind of water you should drink. This is if you send water through pipes, it does horrible things to it, which is a little difficult to swallow. No pun intended.
much like unclean water. What's interesting about this whole kind of conversation is many believe that our ability to clean water has really, and filter water has really allowed us to avoid some of these life-threatening diseases that people for hundreds of years have been dying from. I mean, there's a reason why people drink so much wine for so long and ciders and these kind of fermented drinks, eschewing water at that time because it was so unclean. So what is this return to raw, unfiltered water? What did the people say was their inspiration for returning to that kind of lifestyle, I guess?
Mm. Yeah, I think for most people it fits into a broader framework of what they view as the healthiest way for them to live. And people are always looking for new frontiers, and people get excited about new frontiers. And organic vegetables like aren't that exciting anymore. Yeah, and it makes sense that at some point, culturally, a group of people who really are obsessed with getting close to Earth, as close as they can, sources for food and water, they would start to look at drinking water. And the crisis in Flint maybe has had some kind of influence, or general distrust of government that you can't leave them to handle your water. And Milwaukee, the water tastes pretty good. Other places in the country, like, it can be really hit or miss. So that could be a factor, too.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and speaking with me.
Oh, sure. Thanks for having me.
Matt Rohde is the author of the article Spring Fever. It's featured in this month's Milwaukee Magazine. You can hear more of our conversations with Milwaukee Magazine at WUWM.com.